Okay, today is Daf Pei Vav. We're on Pei Hei Amud Beis. We are up to the two dots on Pei Hei Amud Beis. Okay, Tshuvah Mekaperes al Averos Kalos. Tshuvah Mekaper on Averos Kalos. Al Asei V'Alos Asei. Okay, that's a lot. As a matter of fact, it's redundant. Yeah. Why? Hashta.
First time we're doing this.
Yeah.
It's a doctor. You'll never understand.
Okay,
David?
You have to scream.
David?
Yeah.
You hear me?
I hear you fine.
Okay, here we go. We're on third line from the bottom on Pei Hei Amud Beis. Hashta. Alo sase mechaperes. If it's mechaper on lo sases, ala se mi baya. Do I need you to tell me it's for ases as well? Aren't lo sases worse than ases? So if tshuva is mechaper, if Yom Kippur, if tshuva is mechaperes on lo sases, isn't it obvious? It's also mechaper on ases. Isn't that obvious? Am Rav Yehuda, hachi kamar. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Al asei, v'alo sasei, shenitak lasei. It works for ases and lo sases that are nitak lasei. The Rishash point, the Kabbalah Nesamah points out, any lav shenitak lasei that has to do with other mechavero, not on the list. For example, gzila. Right? Because you can't get kapara until you go be Matthias the guy. Returning it might be a good idea. That might be a good step in the right direction. But it doesn't necessarily mean you seal a deal. That's first point. The second point is, how does it even answer the question? How does it answer the question? So the question was, if it works for los assays, sure it works for assays. So now what do we answer? No, we're talking about assays and lav shinta classes. Same question. If it works for lav shinta classes, if it sure works for for assays, right? Because you would think a lav shinta classes is still worse, right?
Why?
What?
Why would you think that?
That's exactly what the Sfasem has answered. Who said that you would think that? But okay, I hear you. Next. V'alosase gamer lo. What about a real losase? So far, the only thing we have on the list are assays. And lav shenitak lasei. What about a genuine lo sasei? Verminu. We'll listen to the following brisa. Eluhin kalos. Eluhin kalos. These are the, right, what we say? We said kalos, assays, lo sasei. Now we changed it. Kalos, assays, and lav hanitak lasei. What are kalos? So verminu. Listen to the following tosefta. Eluhin kalos. These are the kalos. Asei, velos asei, any asei, any los asei, chutz except milosisa, except for the asei of losisa, swearing in God's name. That's not included. Says Rashi up on top, kalsal kadaitach. We think what's the reason why that's why what's wrong with that asei, with that los asei. Mishum dechsev lo yinake. Hashem said, I'm not giving you forgiveness. It says lo yinake. I'm not going to clean you. Otherwise, any other los shatnez. Any lo sase, any other lo sase, would seem to be, tshuva does work. So the Gemara answers, no. Lo sisa, v'chal, didamila. It means lo sisa and anything like it. Right? Meaning, any lav that has malchus. Any lav that has malchus, tshuva doesn't help. Right? So why do we single out, lo sisa then? If it means any lav, why is lo sisa picked? So you're trying to tell me a rule now. Any lav that you get malchus for, any lav is not tshuva. So just say that. Why are you saying losisa? Why are you picking that lav? So it's a good question. The question's a lot better than the answer. I see over here, the Mepharshim explained, because losisa is a lav that doesn't have a maisa. It doesn't have a maisa. So I would think a lav like that, Deber is not considered a maisa in halacha. Deber is not considered, all of this is deber. That's not considered a maisa. Even though you're moving your lips, the Torah doesn't view that as a maisa. It's called a lav she'ein b'maisa. Even that you can't get kapar for, you didn't even do anything. You're right. Not only is that the one you can't get kapar for, it's the only one I'm going to tell you. And that's the model for all those essays. Okay. Tashma. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Kol shehu melosisa ulamata. Any lav that's on losisa's level and lower. Tshuva mechaperes. Tshuva works. Milosisa ulamaila, if it's losisa and worse, and mean higher, worse. Tshuva tole, tshuva's tole, v'yom kippur mechaper, and yom kippur is mechaper. So what's the question?
How do you know what's worse and what's better?
Forget that question. How do you know what's worse and what's better? I don't know, but what's the question? You see over here, the tshuva works on los haseis. That's what you see, right? At least it works. The Gemara answers, no. Lo sisa, when the Gemara said, when it says here, lo sisa, it means v'chol d'dami la. Right? Tshuva works only on lavin where you don't get malchus. That's the Gemara's answer. If it's a lav, for whatever reason, there is no malchus, that's when tshuva works. But if there's malchus, ain't a chanami, tshuva doesn't work.
How are we supposed to figure that out?
Well, we know which lav don't get malchus.
How do we know that?
Well, lav shema ma'isa, lav shebechlolos. The question is, why are they? Why?
Exactly.
There are technical reasons. There are technical reasons why you don't get malchus. Technical reasons. Not doesn't mean that they're lower.
Exactly.
Right? Technical reasons unrelated to your ma'isa. There's a technical reasons how the Gemara Darshan took him. Oh, there's no malchus. It's not compared to the lav of losachzom, right? So therefore, there's no malchus. It's like a loophole almost. It's like a technicality. You get off on technicality. Does that show you're worthy more of tshuva? Not at all. It's a good question.
But the simpler awareness is, we only know because the Chachamim are saying it for the same reason that we know this. The Torah doesn't say anything.
Right.
So they're dashing this and dashing that.
Exactly. It's a good question. This dash is not easy because it sounds like it's easy things. You think them out, what? And wait till we get to the end of the daf. It's not so easy. It's a very difficult. That's why I don't know the not halacha l'maisa. I don't even know the hashkafa behind it. Forget halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa, you go to shul, you do tshuva. Right? You do your best. No, that's the halacha l'maisa. Today. We're going to get to the Rambam. We're going to get to everybody. Hopefully we'll finish it. We're going to get to everybody today. This is like the main daf about tshuva in Shas. And it's so fast and we're going to have so little time. Let's you know what, some of your questions will get answered over the course of the daf and some will get worse. So let's, no, they will. Some are going to get worse. Some are going to get worse. Okay. Tashma. Lefisha dema b'choriv, tshuva, since it says b'har Sinai, tshuva, right? Where does it say the tshuva? By Hashem forgave the Bnei Yisrael on some level for the egel. It says v'nake, right? Shuva v'nake, right? It says v'nake. One of the things that Hashem did was He cleansed us. Yachal, I would think af lo sisa imohen. It's even lo sisa. Talmud lomar lo yinake. Torah says by that I'm not going to give you forgiveness. Yachal, I would think af shar chayve lavin kain. Everybody, every other lav is the same story. Talmud lomar es shemo. Talmud lomar. Es shemo, right? It says Asher Yisa es shemo lashav. Who the eno manaka? Avol manaka al shar chayve lavin. But I am manaka on other averis. What do you see from here? That on other lavin, what?
There is kapara.
Exactly, there is kapara on other lavin, right? The problem is the kashi here is that chet ha'egel was avodah zara. But that was by talking about Avodah Zarah. So what are you trying to bring me a riot from Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah, of course, is no kapara. Avodah Zarah is different. Everybody agrees Avodah Zarah is a different league. So the answer, the Tosfos Yom Kippur answers, well, everybody that really bowed down to the Egel, they were killed. Who's left? People a little bit guilty with the Egel. They didn't mamish treat it like Avodah. Those people were killed. We're talking about everyone else, right? Those were killed. Who's left? They a little bit, they were into it, you know. That's not really, whatever that is. It might be, you know, a little bit of Avodah Zarah, not so bad. Those people got kapara. Okay. You know what the answer is? Tanayi, it's a machlokas tanayim. So at the end of the day, it's a machlokas. The Tanya, Amat Tshuva Mechaperes. What does Tshuva work for? Alasei, V'alos Asei, Shnitik Lasei. V'almash Tshuva Tole. What does Tshuva hang? V'yomakipur Mechaper, and Yom Kippur Mechaper. What does that mean, Yom Kippur's Mechaper? Without Tshuva? What is that, magic? You already did tshuva.
But you have to wait
for Yom Kippur. What are you waiting for? Just the etzem day? Well, what are you waiting for? I did tshuva. I wore shatnas once. I did tshuva for 6 months. Now what? The truth is that wouldn't be a good example because it's a regular lav. Al mat tshuva tole, Yom Kippur mechaper, al krisos, yal misos bezdin. Right? V'alos aseh gomor. Right? So what do you what comes out of this? That any lav that doesn't have malchus, everybody holds true with machaper. Everybody holds that. Krisas and Mises Bezin and a lav of Losisa, everyone holds. She was not Mechaper, you have to wait for Yom Kippur. What's the whole Machlokas? A lav that has Malkus, a regular lav that has Malkus, is Tshuva alone or you need Yom Kippur too? What does that mean you need Yom Kippur? What does that mean?
And Mises Bezin, you wait for Yom Kippur, so Mises Bezin and Mechaper, so now you're not Chayav Mises Bezin.
Maybe. With Tshuva.
Tshuva is before Yom Kippur, but...
Yes.
So you're waiting a whole year. Somebody
said you wonder to yourself. So how is it possible that anyone ever gets
yeah,
punished?
Exactly.
It's a good question. How does anyone ever get punished? If Kippur comes and takes everything away,
it's what do you be, business,
right? So what are you punished for?
It's not a magic. Not magic.
Right.
Not
so that's what it makes it sound like. You did Tshuva and your Kippur's waiting. What are you waiting for?
You have to do Tshuva anyway. That's a given.
Right.
And without that, there's nothing.
Right.
So what does the Yom Kippur do?
Exactly. I don't know.
It's
what does it do?
There's something special about the day that it helps out.
Right. Okay. We're gonna get to the end of the daf where
But still, so you wait a whole year. Somebody's got this thing in
like
the
over
a whole year.
What does it mean, mechaper?
What about things that people are
chayim?
After a year is over,
you are forgiven.
Rabbi Yisrael, is he forgiven now? Because otherwise, I got to give him.
So the truth is.
So when does Mises Bezin come in? By the way, the Nod
has a tshuva like that. The Nod Debut has a tshuva like that. That Mises Bezin and Kapara have nothing to do with each other. There's a guy sleeps with someone else's wife. But I did tshuva. You can't give me Mises Bezin. I did tshuva. No. The Bezin is not interested in that.
Right.
That's between you and God.
Right. But you have to wait.
Right, Rabbi Rosner once said, imagine you get pulled over by a cop. He said, but I did tshuva, I'm not going to do that again. He's still giving you a ticket.
Okay.
Right? Why? Because it's a different world. What Hashem's cheshbon is and Mises Bezin is not related.
Mises Bezin is for society. It's not
correct. It's a different world. Now, a various where there is no Mises Bezin, that's what you all, then Hashem, I don't know. I don't know how all this works.
I don't know how that works.
Now, I would say a good test is how you behave the week after Yom Kippur. Because then it undermines all your tshuva.
Yeah,
right?
You have a whole year to prove that you meant the truth.
Have it a whole life?
We're going to get to that.
Exactly. Alright, let's go. We gotta move. So how do we know this whole story here with getting forgiveness and not getting forgiveness? Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Ef Shalomar Nake. You can't say that you get forgiven. Shekvar Nemar Lo Yanake. Ef Shalomar Lo Yanake. Shekvar Nemar Vinake. Nemanake. Okay, Tzad. How does that work? So very simple. Manake Hu L'Shavin. It works for those who do tshuva. The Eno Manake L'Eno She'Eno Shavin. And it doesn't work if you don't do tshuva. Now we're going to flesh that out. Shal Ramanasya Ben Charash and Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah Beromi. Shemaz Arba Chaluke Kapara. I heard there's four kaparas. Shayu Bishmal Doraj Omer Shlo Shehein. He heard there were three. So I'm saying there are four. V'tshuva, im kol echad ve'echad. And tshuva works with each and every one of them. Number one, avar aseh, you violate an aseh. V'shav. What does v'shav mean? You do tshuva. Ein zaz misham, ad shemochlin lo. You don't move, Hashem doesn't move until he forgives you. Shenemar, shuvu banim shovavim. Okay. Two, avar alos aseh v'asa tshuva. You do alos aseh and you do tshuva. Right? Tshuva tole. Now, how come by an asay it said v'shav? And by a lo asay it says v'asa tshuva. What's the difference? So I don't know. I thought the difference is like this. Let's say you don't bench. What's it mean you're over an asay? You didn't do an asay. You didn't do something you're supposed to do. You didn't do something you're supposed to do. You didn't bench. Why not? You didn't want to bench. Now, I don't know. It's not a show geek. It's something you forgot. Because if you forgot, it's not a fault. So you didn't bench. So what's the tshuva? What's the tshuva? Next time bench. It's a bench anyway. Next time. So what is tshuva doing? What is tshuva? What is tshuva? Next time I promise I'm going to bench. Anyway, you have to bench. So a poor man came and I didn't give him tzedakah. So next time, give tzedakah. Then you have to give him anyway tzedakah. So what's the tshuva? What is tshuva? So whatever it is, it's other things. It's charata, vidui, kabbalah ala asid, which you have to do anyway. It's a whole different world. It's tshuva, if it's an asay. What does the Gemara say? Vishav. Now, when it comes to a los, I say, v'asa tshuva. It's much more work. Just to actually do tshuva. It's much more involved, right? Because you violated the Torah actively. Not sitting back passively, actively. You wore those shatnas. Why? You had a taiva to wear it. You wanted to look good at the party. The next time you go to the party, don't do that. It's much more work. It's v'asa tshuva. It's a different lashon. V'asa tshuva. Tshuva tole. So tshuva hangs you. It suspends you. Wait. Three, overall krisa sumisas bestin. Krisa, much more serious matters now. V'asa tshuva. Tshuva v'yomaki purim tolin. V'yisurin mamrikin. And yisurin will cleanse you. You can start getting yisurim now. Right? Right.
What, okay, so
the Bichach says, what?
Why do you call Mamrikin and not Chaper?
It's a good question. I don't know. By the way, the Mishnah didn't say that. Our Mishnah never mentioned Yisur. The Bichach says that Rabbi Shmuel here argues on the Mishnah. It's a machlokas. Our Mishnah didn't say anything about Yisur. Now, the funny thing is the Rambam writes that when you do so out of air b'mezid, Mises Bezid, V'asa Tshuva, Tshuva Yom Kippur Mechaper, V'Yisur Mamrikin, and kisha yamus, and when you'll die, nigmura kapara, so you get kapara. Others say, that's the fourth one. That's chil Hashem. So others say either it's a mistake in the Rambam, it's a mistake, or he meant chil Hashem. Right? Not every mitzvah you have to die. Only chil Hashem. It's so bad, chil Hashem. Yeah. Okay. One more thing. Now. Says the Shari Tshuva, there are two things you can do that'll prevent Yisurim. Right, we said, if you do an Aveira, you have to get Yisurim. There are two things that will prevent Yisurim. What are the two things? In other words, there's a way to get the Kapara without Yisurim. How's that possible? Two ways. Number one, give Tzedakah. Tzedakah has a protection and a shield, and it's a mugging that doesn't apply to any other mitzvah. Which is fascinating. Just tzedakah tatzel mimaves. If you don't have tzedakah, it says here, then you should be nice to poor people. Chesed, extra chesed, crazy chesed, all that can be the equivalent of yisur, which is fascinating. And the second thing is, learn Torah. Right? Learn Torah. And by the way, when it says learn Torah, it doesn't mean, well, I go to Daf Yomi every morning. So, no, that's not what it means. We have the Gemara says, if you learn one, learn two. If you learn three, learn four. You have to increase your Torah learning. To Rabbi Waxman once said, he said, you're going to get the Yisurim regardless. It can be two types of Yisurim. You're going to have a toothache. That's very painful. Or you're going to have pain trying to learn Tosos. Those are painful. It's up to you what kind of pain you want to have. It's up to you. It's unbelievable art.
Choose one from category A.
So everybody will choose, but people don't realize you can do. You have the chance to do that now.
Classic
Rabbi Waxman. Now how this, you know, these are all nice on the page. You look around at people's lives and you don't see it really working out that way. I have the same question everyone else has, but I'm just telling you what the Rishonim said. Right? There's officially Yisurim. There are two ways out of it: Tzedakah Chesed and Torah. Okay, Shinema, like it says, Uvakarati b'shev p'shayim u'benegayim avonam. Four, number four. Aval mishi yeshul chil Hashem biyado. If someone has chil Hashem, and there are other things, and it's not just chil Hashem, it's someone who is takes away his brismila. These are really bad things. Someone takes away his brismila, or he's porik ol, he becomes, he throws off the Torah, he's megala panam b'Torah, they're in the same category as chil Hashem. But the Gemara didn't call it chil Hashem. Ein lo koach b'tshuva litlos. The tshuva doesn't work. You only have a kippur mechaper. Lo yisum lamarek elakulan tolin umisa mimareket. They all wait, and misa is mimarek. Right? The Mechaschinach has a question. Right? Do you die before your time? or even if you die at your time. A 95-year-old man dies. Is that considered that Mises Mechaper? He paskins yes. He says yes. You would think, well, only if someone dies young. That he died early, it's a kapar. He says, no, even if he died old. The death itself. A Mayav Eshem. The death itself is a kapar. That's fascinating. Okay.
So the Mises itself is a kapar?
Yeah. That's
when do you go to Gehenna?
What?
When do you go?
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know the answer to that question. Now,
only after you've done tshuva.
Correct. It's with tshuva. It's with tshuva and Yom Kippur waiting around your whole life. Right?
It says tshuva and Yom Kippur and Yisurim and then Misa.
And then Misa.
And then Misa.
So what's the story with Gehenna? I don't know.
No, but if you haven't done the initial steps,
then Misa's not
going to
be Mechaper.
Misa won't be Mechaper. Misa won't be Mechaper if you did tshuva and then you did the action again. Because
right.
It exposes your tshuva to be a joke. Shenemar v'nigla b'aznei Hashem tzavakos imichaper ofon hazeh lochem ad tumusun. Right? Okay. Why is that? Why does he have to have Misa? So the Koch Ve'or, which is the Alter from Slobodka, maybe? One of them. One of the Bali Musar. He says, because there's no... Listen to this, Vart. Just to show you how bad Chil Hashem is. There's no Yisurim in the world that God could give you that'll make you suffer enough for the Chil Hashem you caused. You hear that, Vart? That's how bad it is. There's no Yisurim he could give you. Now, you can imagine Yisurim in the world. You can imagine a lot. You can imagine it being pretty bad. It doesn't compensate for the Chil Hashem you've done. It's amazing part. The only thing that compensates is having you die. It's an amazing part. Okay. Again, the Shari Tshuva says, there are two things you could do that can prevent the punishment that will be due to you from Chil Hashem. Number one, Kiddush Hashem. If you're Mekadosh Hashem, it doesn't have to mean by dying. A guy puts a gun to your head. Doesn't have to be that way. You can be Mekadosh Hashem by living too. Kiddush Hashem. And the second way you could do it is... No, it's the only way. Learning Torah. Same one, learning Torah. Says the Bar Tanura, a vart that I can't understand. Kol zeh chil Hashem rak misach mechaperes zeh dafka bizman she'ein se'ir hamishtaleach. Aval bizman she'eish se'ir hamishtaleach. Who mechaper al kol averus kalas hamuras? He's mechaper on everything. Tzigizunt. Chutz mi'averus shebin adam lachavero. That doesn't work unless you appease the guy. How does that work? What?
Korach got buried alive.
That wasn't a chil Hashem. It was worse. It was worse. And the only way I can explain it is it's such a poor mushal. But like, let's say we're all parents, right? So let's say one of the kids is something wrong. Let's say one of your kids is something wrong, and he's so angry at him. He did such a bad thing. And he's so angry at him. And then it snows 20 inches, and you come home and he shoveled it all. Doesn't that make you a little bit forget about the bad he did? Yeah. It certainly does. Yeah. No,
that's
it certainly does. So maybe that's what
example.
What?
That's a very good example.
So maybe that's what the Seir Mishtaleach is. That you go so above and beyond the call of duty, and you do exactly what you spoke. Hashem looks the other way. The problem is, if we're saying Chil Hashem is so bad, you can look the other way a little bit. How do you look?
No, you want to say that
example?
Chil Hashem, Kiddush Hashem. That you understand,
right?
You can't say Seir Mishtaleach, which is
you're supposed to do it. You're supposed to take out the garbage. Your job is take out the garbage. So you kids take out the garbage.
Sorry,
listen,
it's not.
We didn't do anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
It's not.
I don't say that at all.
I don't see it either.
It's the same thing as everything that goes on in the basement.
Right.
You don't say it either. It's like magic.
Right. So I don't. So that muscle would work for something above and beyond.
No,
right.
That muscle would work for a Chil Hashem.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I hear. It's a good question.
Or if the person himself was chayde, he's
oh my goodness.
I can understand. Hey, this is going for the cloud.
Hey, chidami Chil Hashem. What's an example of Chil Hashem? What happened here? Oh no. I don't know what happened here. Hey, Chidami Chil. David, you still here? No. The computer doesn't work.
Technology went down.
Yeah. David, we're done? Okay, he hung up.
Yeah, I guess he is. Lucky, I'm very disappointed. I thought he was going to Skype in. I don't know if he knows how to do that. I don't know if we know how to do that.
You didn't step in when you were in Utah?